to your Algerian football podcast. We are back. We had the international break with those Algeria fixtures. But once again, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode. Lots to talk about today, as ever. So let's get straight into it. Riyad Mahrez, is he finally hitting the form we know he can reach with three goals in his last three starts for club and country? Of course, starting for Algeria as captain against Nigeria and scoring from the penalty spot, and then again in the Champions League scoring against Copenhagen. And then, most recently at the weekend, he scored a fantastic goal, in my opinion, his best of the lot, against Southampton. So with three goals in three starts, are we starting to see the Mahrez we know and love? Well, I have to say, Pep Guardiola would probably rotate him even if he was scoring 10, 15, 20 goals a season, because we saw last season, despite the fact that Riyad Mahrez was Manchester City's top scorer in all competitions, he was still rotated, especially in quite a few of those big games. And of course, with the likes of Phil Foden in unbelievable form, you've got Erling Haaland, who's doing fantastically, like numbers we've not even seen before. It's quite hard for Mahrez to get into that front three because the attacking players City have, you know, De Bruyne, Bernardo Silva. You have to praise Mahrez for playing in such a competitive environment. If he was at a team like Arsenal or like Tottenham, he would most certainly be starting week in, week out, no doubts about it. First name on the team sheet, but he's gone to City. He's happy to be rotated, and you could see at the weekend just how much that goal meant to him. West Ham won as well. They beat Fulham. Very happy about that. Although Saïd Benrahma can't even get on the pitch at the moment, but it's going to be okay, guys, because trust me, with the UEFA Europa Conference League, Saïd Benrahma is going to get plenty of game time throughout the season. It's just a matter of if, not when, Benrahma plays for West Ham and starts under David Moyes again. Over in Germany in the Bundesliga, Rami Benzebaini scored not one but two goals for Borussia Mönchengladbach. If he doesn't get Bundesliga Player of the Month, it's absolute daylight robbery, and he probably won't win it because he scored a really weird own goal a couple of weeks ago. But at the weekend, he scored two goals in the right net, one from open play and one from the penalty spot. And Rami Benzebaini is fantastic at penalty kicks. We don't really see Benzebaini take the pens for Algeria. Yes, in a penalty shootout, but in terms of if Algeria get a penalty during a game, you don't really see Rami Benzebaini stepping up to take it. But you do have to look at his goal tally, and not just from the penalty spot, because he's still got to score penalties. From open play, four goals in eight games this season from left back is very, very good. And that's the same as Sadio Mane at Bayern Munich, who's got four goals in nine games and played a game more. So Benzebaini is having a very good season. You do wonder if he could play in a different position, in a more attacking position, to really get those goals out of him. But nonetheless, he's a fantastic footballer. He's a leader on the pitch, and Benzebaini is having a great season already in the Bundesliga. And I wouldn't be surprised if this was his last season there. You've got Inter Milan, Borussia Dortmund sniffing around him. So I think there's a big move well on its way for Rami Benzebaini. Of course, I'm sure I've been following his journey since even before Rennes. So good for him. In France, Andy Delors on the score sheet for Nice. They won 3-2 against Troyes. And Delors starting to find his form, find his feet. Starting to link up with Nicolas Pepe on loan from Arsenal a little bit. Lost Amine Gouiri, but Delors is doing well at that team, I'd say. He's got a few goals already this season. Nice also won in the European competition in the week. It's a matter of time before Delors really starts getting more goals, I think. I think he's improving slowly. Yes, in those Algeria games, we didn't see any goals, but Delors was apparently carrying an injury in those fixtures. Youssef Atal in the 42nd minute for Nice started the game, but then was substituted off with another injury. Quel surprise. There are three things certain in life: death, taxes, and Youssef Atal getting subbed off with an injury concern. So Atal subbed off again, but still a few weeks until Algeria play again. So once again, hopefully nothing serious, because we saw the goal that Youssef Atal did score when Algeria beat Nigeria recently in Oran. He got the winning goal, so well done to him. Then you've got Mr. Youssef Belaili without a club. He was in Liga. Plenty of clubs interested in signing Youssef Belaili, because I think the value you get as a football club, despite his attitude and troubles, as a free agent footballer, it's a good bit of business, because you can get him on a short-term deal. You know that he is really good to get for free. Like, you're not risking 20 million on him. You get him as a free agent, so there's little risk in terms of that. You can give him a short-term deal. There were some rumours. I mean, every club in every country seems to want Belaili at the moment. Clubs in France, the likes of Ajaccio, clubs in Egypt, Al Ahly Zamalek, and clubs in Algeria, perhaps. with Youssef Belaïli looking to play in the Chan, which of course you need to be playing in Algeria to play in the Chan. What if Belaïli went to a club like Mouloudia and then played in that Chan tournament under Majid Bouguerra, just like he did when he played in the Arab Cup? So plenty of enigma when it comes to the future of Mr. Youssef Belaïli. Over in Italy, you have to say, Ismail Benassa is absolutely smashing it. Of course, in the Champions League with AC Milan, yes, they lost last week to Chelsea, but he captained AC Milan at such a young age at Stamford Bridge. Brilliant leadership. Of course, this week again, the Champions League is once again back, and Benassa might well captain AC Milan again against Chelsea, this time against the San Siro. And of course, they're going for the Serie A title back-to-back again as well. The sky's the limit for Benassa, and there would have been a lot of English clubs watching that Chelsea game thinking, wow, what a real leader at 24-25. And also, of course, Mahrez will be playing against Copenhagen again. But this time the game will be playing in Denmark after they played in Manchester last week. So two Algerians to look forward to in the UEFA Champions League. Now, what about Jamal Belmadi? What's he going to do in terms of his future? Yes, Algeria have won five games in a row since the disappointing defeat at home in Blida to Cameroon. Well, the rumours are that Belmadi is going to stay on until the next World Cup. Yes, that's right. The hurt, the disappointment of not making it to the 2022 World Cup, Belmadi's decided, you know what? I want to stay until 2026. I want to take this team to America, to Canada, to Mexico, and make up for what happened. Almost, he feels like he's got unfinished business. He wants to redeem himself. He's proved himself in the continent. He's won the Africa Cup of Nations. What an achievement if Belmadi could turn it around and get us to the next World Cup. Yes, it's still a long way to go, but it shows longevity. It shows a long-term approach. And then you've got Bouguerra waiting in the wings to take over when Belmadi finally does pack his bags for good. So it's good, I think. And again, you can't tell me one managerial realistic candidate Algeria can go and get right now that is a better manager than Belmadi, because the manager we get in is either not Algerian or not as good. So for me, Belmadi is certainly the right man for the job. And we seem to be getting over those Cameroon disappointments now, although the World Cup just over a month to go, and seeing Cameroon play in that tournament, I think, is when the real disappointment is going to begin. But Cameroon, of course, lost to Uzbekistan, didn't they? And they lost to South Korea. So they're in real turmoil. Don't be surprised if you see Vahid Halilhodžić arriving later the scene in that tournament to manage Cameroon. It'd be, usually he gets sacked just before the tournament. That'd be the other way around. That'd be good to see. But yeah, so Algeria looking good. Two games to come, of course, in November. Again, it'll be two friendly games. One in Algeria to open Baraki, and another game potentially in Europe or the Middle East. Be interesting to see how that goes. And of course, the Chan taking place in January. So plenty to look forward to. As ever, we will finish with the quiz question. Now, it was a little while ago, but I did ask you, who are the three teams Algeria played in the run-up to the 2014 World Cup? And we beat all three of them. We beat Armenia, we beat Slovenia, and we beat Romania. So, this week's question is very simple. In Algeria's 35-game unbeaten run, which was an African record, who is the highest-ranked team in the world we played in that 35-game unbeaten run? Let me know in the next episode. But thank you so much for listening or watching. Subscribe for more, follow us on Spotify, and I'll see you next week.